Well, good morning. It is 9:45. Yes, 9:45 a.m. on Tuesday, November the 5th, 2024. The day we've all been waiting for is finally here. My goal for the day is maintain. There's lots of stuff that I can't do anything about, so worrying about it isn't going to help. Fretting over it isn't going to help. I'd be lying if I said I didn't hope for a few particular outcomes. Not just one, but several. I might win some, we might lose some. Come on, lady. Come on out. Tip your hat to the lady, son. I've got beans in the oven, getting ready for baked bean dinner. Might make some biscuits later. See if I remember how. I've got some AP flour. Speaking of baking, the sourdough starter is it's freaking me out a little bit. I've had the starter. This is my old original starter. And I've had it in the fridge for like 5-6 months. Just sitting in the back of the fridge. I haven't fed it. I haven't done anything to it. And I thought, well, let's see if I can reconstitute it. It'll probably take a few days, a little bit of patience to get it to wake up. And I took it out. And it was about the consistency of clay. And the same color. It was a dark gray. It looked like a really dark clay, and it had about the same consistency. And trying to get some of it out so that I could inoculate some fresh flour and water turned out to be quite a struggle. It's like an inch in the bottom of a pasta sauce jar, and trying to get enough leverage to pry some of that sticky clay out of the bottom of that jar. It's crazy. So I finally got some out and I stuck it in there. I'm pretty sure it was like Sunday. Might have been Saturday. Anyway. I stuck some in. And let it work on 50-50, 100-100 actually, but 50-50 mix of water and flour, and turned it loose and said, all right, you warm up, have at, go forth, multiply little yeasts. They did. I was a little surprised. At the end of the first 24 hours, it actually had grown about, I don't know, a third again. And I'm like, this was unexpected. I expected maybe a little bubble action, maybe a few hints that it might be alive. I did not expect that it was going to start right off the bat. Let's go to town. But it did. So next day I threw it in, put it together. About 4 hours later, boom, doubled. And I'm like, what? It wasn't this active when I had it going to begin with. What the? So, you know, it might be a fluke. I might have mismeasured it. I might not have done it. Blah, 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 blah. So I let it go. Let it sit overnight. Came back the next day. Did it again. 4 hours later, boom, doubled. So it seems like I've got a starter that becomes ripe after 4 hours. After that, it starts subsiding again and laying back down. But that gives me some ideas about some of the things that I read a while back when I was trying to do sourdough and having to use a ripe starter. That is, one that has just, or is just about to peak. And I've got 300 grams, because I've got 100 grams of water and 100 grams of flour and 100 grams of seed starter brought forward from the previous day. And I'm wondering if sometime around noon, because I mixed up the starter around 8:30 this morning, and maybe around noon it's going to be ripe. Maybe I should try a single loaf, 500 grams, with something like 55% hydration. Maybe throw a tablespoonful of sugar in it to sweeten it up a little bit, to give the yeast something else to work on. But I've learned a lot about... Well, that's weird. I don't remember there being a lot of high winds yesterday, but maybe there were. I'm walking along, and this locust tree has dropped not just colored leaves, but whole palms of green ones. And I'm like, how'd that happen? Anyway, I might try one. I can afford a few hundred grams of flour and a little bit of salt. See how that works out. Yeah, you're going to bake it to go with the beans later. No, I doubt it would be ready. I'd have to bake it tomorrow. I have to break out my steel. I have a pizza stone. It's actually a plate of stainless, or a plate of steel. I don't know how stainless it is, since it's picking up little bits of rust here and there. I might try doing a bowl of sourdough, just so people aren't confused by what bread they're eating. Using my metal bowl as a cloche. That could work out. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Chickadees, I hear you. They're not doing their chickadee song. They're doing their see, 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 see. I'm pretty sure that's a I'm pretty sure that's a chickadee. We had some at the feeder. I filled the feeder just the other day. And when I was coming out to walk, I walked by the feeder, and it looks like it's empty already. It's like it's been like 3 days. What the? Of course, feeding the squirrels doesn't help. I wonder if I should get something like a tube feeder and hang it from a very slender limb. I don't. Do I have one? I don't think I have one. Get some sort of hanger I can hang off the back fence and. Or maybe on the porch. That could be fun. Make a hell of a mess, but it could be fun. Must ponder, must ponder. Hello, squirrel. Little fox squirrels. They're not that little. When I think of squirrel, I think of something that's about 2/3 the size of these fox squirrels. They are. You know, a chipmunk is barely bigger than a mouse. A little bit bigger. Gray squirrel, red squirrel's a little bit bigger than that. Gray squirrel's a little bit bigger than that. And then these fox squirrels that they have out here, that we have out here, they're like, well, they're not cat-sized, but they're like, half-grown kittens. I actually think I've seen dogs smaller. So anyway, yeah, sourdough. Pig means thinking sourdough. Put a couple of bids on a couple of pens. I don't expect to win, but I just, you know, toss a couple bids. The pen and inks that I ordered on Fountain Pen Day have been shipped. Looking forward to having some new, fresh ink. I've got a bunch of little scribs and scraps of samples. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I need to figure out what little capsule has actual good ink in it and others that I can just flush. Come on, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I have one pen that's not a Lamy, it's not a Safari. But I have one pen that has Lamy blue ink in it. And using it, I remember why I don't like that blue. It's just too faint. It doesn't stand off on the page very well. It's sort of like a whisper rather than a statement. And I tried it on my Namusine notebook just to see if it was perhaps the paper I was using. And it's not. On Namusine, it's okay. I mean, it lays down fine. But it's not. I don't, there's not enough contrast between the ink blue and the paper. I want a line, damn it. I want to see red. I want to see blue. Black is not a problem for some reason. I've got several blacks. The Takasumi, I think it's Takasumi. The Roshizuku black that I bought. I'm pretty sure it's Takasumi. Thank you. That black is good. I like that black. That's a good black. The blue that I got is like, no. And so is the red, which is actually, if I had done a little more research, I would have realized that the red I got is actually cherry blossom. So it's pink. And while if you can get a big enough line down, if you can get wet enough ink on it, it looks red till it dries. But it just doesn't have enough. Maybe it's my aged eyes, and I don't see vivid colors. I don't see faint colors as vivid anymore. I don't know. But I have a Robert Oster red. And I also found the Red Dragon that I wanted. I really like Diamond Red Dragon. And I found a small bottle of Red Dragon. So I've got Red Dragon coming. I've got Sherwood Green. I never thought you'd write with green ink. Who would write with green ink? Answer, me. I would write with green ink if it's the right green. When I started, I inked one up. I had a sample of Sherwood Green. And I inked up a pen with it. And I started writing with it, going, yeah, okay, this is going to be, whoa. And it was wonderful. I loved that green. Verdura, that was the first one. The Rohrer and Klingner, Verdura, that I first started writing with, that was the first green I had. And then the Sherwood green is like, yes. I don't remember what the green was that I got from. It might have been jade. I'm not sure. The challenge is I'm not really interested in shimmer inks. They have too much baggage. I don't want to have to try to unclog shimmer from an ink, from a pen. And it's really a small problem. But I don't. It's like I'm too old to have even small problems if I can avoid them altogether. I mean, is that lazy? I don't need the challenge, frankly. It's like I can do without. Snort, sniff, snort. Played X4 a little bit yesterday. I did not play. I'm kind of surprised. I am not playing as much as I used to. It's X4 is. It's really easy to put. No, it's not really easy to put down. It's really easy not to start up again. And I don't know why that is. When I open up Steam and I look at my library and I think, oh, maybe I'll play Factorio today. And then I open up and I think, no, X4 is right there. So let's play X4. I must have had some kind of weather because here's another locust with all of its leaves knocked down. I need to build a big ship. I need to get a fleet together. I'm halfway through the Perinid Rebellion, and I need more firepower. The walkthrough hints suggest that you should probably have a billion credits before you start, and I'm only like 345,000. And permanently lost any ships. I've sold a few. I need to find a way to make more money. I think I need to capture these ships and then sell them rather than try to put crews on them, outfit them, and send it back out again. Although it's interesting to see how some of these other ships all work. I have a very definite preference for my cargo and combat ships, so that most of them are all pretty much the same. A lot of parentage ships. I keep thinking I want to restart and start now that I know something about how this is supposed to work. Because what I have now is a lot of ships doing a lot of nothing. I don't have a really good handle on having my ships go out and do the stuff they're supposed to do. Restarting is not going to make that any easier. It's just going to let me start from zero and make sure that I've gotten my ships doing what I want them to do before I start ignoring them. No. I've played this game before. I've started and restarted and restarted and restarted, and I always get to the point where, so why did I restart? Because I'm right back where I was. I have to figure out how to solve this problem, not figure out how to start a game where it doesn't exist. There's a lot of different scenarios that I can play. I'm playing, what was it, The Young Gun, I think. It's the very first sort of newbie scenario. Try one of the other ones, I suppose. I've put the DLCs on my Christmas list. We'll see if I might get one or two of them for Christmas, who knows. Then I might be like almost obligated to try. It's a beautiful morning. It's a pretty day for the end of the world. Crab apples looking apple-y. Willow sisters looking willowy. Yeah, that younger tree is. They're gorgeous, oh Jesus. I remember when I first noticed them many years ago. They were so small. And now the big one is a massive cascade. It's beautiful. Big maple in my yard is doing well too. I really, really, really need to get another tree put in my front yard. Need to put some more trees in back too, maybe. Stop spending time worrying about what I can't do and start working on what I can in terms of landscaping. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.